Boys and girls, it's time for your favorite part of the show. It's the Animal Thunderdome. Cue the music, boys.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm just glad I was there.
Boys and girls.
I thought he thought I was like this ginormous piece of chicken.
Dying time's here.
I had a boa constrictor stuck to my face.
Man, you have a what?
This is Animal Thunderdome.
All right, Danny G, fire away. What you got for me?
All right, Clay, you will be able to sleep soundly at night knowing that that massive Asian water monitor lizard that we talked about in August in that Florida backyard.
Yeah, for people who don't remember, this was a controversial take of mine. There is a huge lizard that is running around loose in this Florida neighborhood. And the kid, like the kids won't go outside the house. What was it, like a 7-foot lizard? I mean, it's a big thing.
Yeah, 6.5 feet long.
Yeah, so I said, you just got to shoot the lizard.
Yeah,
I said,
and Eddie Garcia said,
oh, that's right,
said,
this one Eddie was going to burn,
yeah,
right?
Eddie said he would dump gasoline on it.
Yeah, which is even crazier.
And I said it was probably somebody's pet that got too big.
Yeah, okay,
and
that's
so
fine.
So it wasn't going to eat the kids.
It's like yesterday or 2 days ago or whatever it was when we had the alligator in Kansas City living in the hot tub. I mean, just because it's there doesn't mean you got to take it. I mean, you got to wipe it out. So what happened? What did they do?
Well, an update. They finally have captured this huge water monitor.
It took
monitor.
4 months to capture it?
Yeah, since August. It's been on the loose.
Yeah, that seems like way too long, by the way.
So the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission said they finally caught this thing. You remember Zach Lieberman, whose family was looking for help after this lizard was slithering around their backyard. Everybody is relieved, Lieberman said. He says that they knew it was a pet from somebody that got loose. The FWC said that the Asian water monitor are legal to keep as pets in their state, but it was unclear whether the lizard would be returned to its previous owner. So the person who lost this pet made it known that, hey, that's mine. Lieberman and his family and everyone else in the neighborhoods there, they finally captured this thing with the help of Fish and Wildlife Game Commission, and now they want to know if the previous owner is going to get it returned.
What? You know, the thing gets killed. If you lose a 6.5-foot lizard and it terrorizes people for months, you don't get to just take it back so you can lose it again and this process can play itself out all over again. If you own a fearsome pet and you lose the fearsome pet, you should never get the pet back again. We're not talking about Lassie getting lost and like, oh, we found Lassie, let's bring Lassie back. We're talking about a fearsome animal. If you have a tiger and the tiger escapes your cage, and people are like, oh, there's been this tiger living in the woods for a while. No, the tiger doesn't get to go back to you. The tiger has to be put to death, I'm sorry,
You're comparing a man-eating tiger to a lizard?
That could be a man-eating lizard. We don't know. If it's 6.5 feet, it could eat a man. The Komodo dragon eats people. 6.5-foot lizard is not a lizard, first of all. We need a different definition of what a 6.5-foot lizard is. A lizard is like, oh, that's a cute little gecko. Oh, look at, you know, like, oh, I'm going to pick up that. Like a lizard, an iguana maybe. When the lizard is bigger than Kobe Bryant, it's not a lizard anymore. All right? If you stack the lizard next to Kobe Bryant and they're the same size, I'm sorry, that's not a lizard anymore.
Well,
need a new word for that.
On yesterday's show, you also said your son would love to have a pet alligator in your backyard if you could do that, so.
Did I say that? I don't think I said that.
Yeah, you said it was something that your son would think of, to put the alligator in the jacuzzi.
Yeah, not that he would want to do it, but that's what a kid would think of. A kid would think if I had a pet lizard, or a pet alligator, if you said to a kid, like, what are you going to do with this alligator? Where would we keep it? The kid would naturally say, if he's somewhat smart, like, oh, well, the jacuzzi is warm, and I know alligators like warm water, so we'll just keep the alligator in the jacuzzi. It's a bad idea. It seems like a kid's book, honestly, like the alligator in the jacuzzi. You could probably sell 1 billion copies of that if you wrote an alligator in the jacuzzi kid's book, because it makes sense to him. But it's not something that a grown adult should do.
Sounds to me like you're scared of lizards. And something else you're probably scared of, spiders. A driver on an Arkansas highway pulled over and captured video of thousands of spiders, which were gathered in huge webs on the side of the road. You got to see the video of this. I'll tweet it out. They are swarming all over this guy's hands as he's filming this video. Zach Riggs is the one who took the video off the side of Highway 230 in Craighead County. Initially shows thousands of spiders.
Where is this?
This is in Arkansas.
Why? First of all, I don't understand why you would stop your car and get out in the middle of a huge spider area. Like, that, to me, seems like a disaster.
Well, look how many people love Animal Thunderdome. That's why this guy would pull over and do that.
You could take a video from your car. Like, I'm not saying you can't look at the things.
You
but
mean, why
like,
would he stick his hand into the spiders?
Yeah.
I get that part.
I think that's a good question. I mean, how do you know that they're not poisonous spiders, the black widow or the brown recluse? Like, and next thing you know, you don't have an arm anymore.
Well, they're smaller spiders, so it kind of looks like ants swarming all over his hand. But, yeah, that's a good question. Why would you do – I guess for the effect of the video you're taking?
Yeah, because you're crazy. There's no way I would let 100 spiders run on my arm. 0% chance that happens.
Yeah, he pans.
And I bet, like – almost no one listening to us right now would make this decision either.
When he pans the camera, it shows the spiders in their big webs covering road signs, trees, bushes on the side of the highway. And he wrote, anybody need some spiders?
So what happens to Arkansas Razorback football? They fall apart. They're right now sitting at, what, 2-8, 2-7, whatever they are. They got LSU coming to town. It's a plague. Biblical plague has just descended upon the state of Arkansas. That's what happens. Razorbacks are headed for their worst football season ever, and spiders have just taken over the state. Don't need it.
And quickly, from Utah, an exotic cat on the prowl was captured one day after a resident rescued her pet chicken from the animal's mouth. She called 911 thinking it was a bobcat. Actually, turns out it's a domesticated African cat. And now authorities are investigating because they want to determine whether the exotic pet's owner was keeping this cat illegally.
I got to tell you, just get normal pets. What is this obsession? Like, people want a cobra. They want, like, exotic African cats that are running around killing the animals left and right. We got 6.5-foot lizards. What happened to just getting a damn dog or cat? Like, why do you have to show off so much? I don't understand all these people with all these exotic pets. You either get a dog or a cat or you get nothing. Like that, I'm sorry, that's a good rule. Maybe you can have a goldfish, you can have fish in your house, aquariums or whatever. Other than that, I don't understand why anybody else needs any other pet. I don't agree with snakes as pets. I certainly don't agree with ferrets as pets or anything else. Pigs, all that, weasels, whatever, rats, whatever everybody's got, gerbils, hyenas. I don't know what people got all out there. You either get a dog or a cat. That's it. You should have two options for pets, just like, by and large, you're either a vanilla person or you're a chocolate person for ice cream, not color, because we do have some brown and yellow people, too. Tell me the world wouldn't be better if you could only get dogs or cats. Nobody would be getting killed by animals. I don't know. That's me. Just trying to make the world a better place. Final hour of the show up next. Pick a dog, pick a cat, or don't have an animal at all. Don't try too hard, because your animal is going to get away and kill somebody, and then it's going to be your fault. I'm Clay Travis. This is Outkick the Coverage on Fox Sports Radio.
Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis.
Everybody's got a to-do list. Drop off the dry cleaning. Pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. And the good thing is, you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket? It just may be the most rewarding to-do you do today.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's has the latest tools from trusted brands, like Bosch Tools' cutting-edge Core 18-volt 4-amp-hour battery, which lets you keep all the power but lose the weight. And it works with all 18-volt Bosch tools, old and new. Plus, with early Pro Black Friday deals, now you can buy a Core 18-volt 2-tool combo kit and get another select 18-volt Bosch tool free. That's over $100 in savings. So, Pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 11/11. See store for details. U.S. only.
A breathtaking selection of vintage and antique jewelry is on display and for sale right now at the world's most beautiful jewelry store, Shriven Company, 150 Post Street off Union Square. Distinctive, stylish, one-of-a-kind jewelry, and every piece has a secret history that is shared only in whispers late at night. A vintage and antique jewelry show like this is the ultimate treasure hunt, celebrating decades, no centuries, of the finest designers and craftsmen the world has ever known. You already know that Shreve doesn't sell ordinary jewelry. Shreve sells interesting, wonderful, exceptional jewelry to interesting, wonderful, exceptional people like you. And a vintage and antique jewelry show like this is a rare and beautiful thing. But then, of course, that's why we're here.
This vintage and antique jewelry event is happening now through the 10th at Shreve & Company, 150 Post off Union Square.
Or experience it November 14th through the 18th at Shreve & Company in Palo Alto.
Perfectly situated in the Stanford Shopping Center.
This is an advertisement by the Dampier Law Firm of 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all Uber drivers. If you're a current or former Uber driver, listen closely as you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. That's right, if you drove for Uber anytime within the last 3 years, you may be entitled to significant cash for unpaid wages. Call 800-782-7058 right now. Uber may be in violation of federal and state employment laws. The FTC accused Uber of misleading drivers about how much they could earn, and Uber settled for $20 million last year. If you drove for Uber part-time or full-time during the last 3 years, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-782-7058. If you drove for Uber, call now to see if you qualify. Time is limited. Call 800-782-7058 now. That's 800-782-7058. 800-782-7058.
Okay, here's the deal. You're a freelancer, a hired hand, a self-made, self-owned business of one. Whether you're a contractor, creative director, or consultant, you're the boss. And that makes things easy. Unless, of course, you're trying to get a mortgage. When it comes to qualifying for a cash-out refi, gig economy workers come with more obstacles, more complexities, and more stress, right? Wrong. Dial 833-449-CASH, and one of our cash-out mortgage specialists will help you qualify for the lowest interest loan possible, regardless of your source of income. It's the easiest call you'll make all day. That's 833-449-CASH. Make the cash call today. First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Group, DBA Cash Call Mortgage, 19500 Jamboree Road, Irvine, California, 92612, NMLS 128231. Equal housing lender not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Again, that's 833-449-CASH. Make the cash call today.
We don't take a break from what we do. We cover the news around the clock.
Red Cross blankets just arrived for the people who've been trying to get some shut-eye in this parking lot full of minivans and pickup trucks.
Always live and always local.
It's been a restless night. Most of them be woken up by police and ordered to leave.
When news happens, know first with the Bay Area's only all-news station. All News 106.9 and AM 740 KCBS.
Children from all backgrounds can benefit from a dedicated mentor to help them navigate life's challenges and guide them to success. A supportive mentor can empower a child to make healthier relationships and lifestyle choices, improve behavior at home and school, and have higher educational, career, and life aspirations. Learn how you can impact a local child by becoming a mentor at carsforkids.org/mentor.
KGMC-FM and HD1, KGMC San Francisco, a radio.com station, 95.7 The Game.
Good morning,
Diarrhea!
It's time to wake up. It's 5, and we're live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports. Now, here's your host, Matt Kolsky.
Come on!
Hello, and a happy pre-dawn to all of you. Not as happy a pre-dawn as I was hoping for. Not sure about you, but I certainly expected the Warriors to be in the game for 48 minutes yesterday. I was not expecting a Milwaukee Buck beatdown. Bucks came in angry after taking their second loss of the year. And perhaps the most interesting thing about this game is that it was not Giannis Antetokounmpo, although
Antetokounmpo! Oh, he caught a body!
Okay.
Oh, he caught a body.
He dunked a couple times, but generally speaking, Giannis was good. 24. I mean, okay. Let's take a step back, because what does it mean about you as a player when you're 24 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, and I say, "Yeah, you're all right." Because the thing is, he's just such a physical freak. I mean, Greek Freak is the best nickname. He's just so nutty, and I got the chance to, for the first time, to be on the floor next to Giannis and just really see his... He's like if Kevin Durant put on 50 pounds. It's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable to see the size. And then not so much the quickness or speed, because of course those things are impressive, but he's just so big. It's not like watching the really quick or fast guys in the league. It's more his body control. For a guy that size and lanky, it's just like Durant in that respect. You just can't believe they can move and control their body that way. But last night was ugly. And pretty much from the very beginning. By the way, those of you excited about today's pop quiz, first of all, why? What about these football teams have you excited on a Friday for a Sunday Raider and Monday Niner game? Secondly, we'll get to it. It's all coming. Also, I did want to say today, and of course, forgot, first thing in my notes, which means it's the first thing I have an opportunity to forget on any given show day. Like so many people in the Bay Area, I walked out of my house yesterday and this morning, and it smelled like a campfire, and that is not an intended pun. It's disturbing, it's upsetting, and stay safe, those of you up in the north dealing with all this stuff. Thoughts are with you, and hope everyone is okay as they can be. It's really... it's a lot, and we do. Just, I can tell you, and anyone in Berkeley, Oakland, or the city is thinking about you today because we smell it. Okay, but back to the toy department of life. And pop quiz coming up in a little bit, but I want to just process what we saw with the Warriors last night first. Because it sucked. I mean, if you're a Warrior fan... That was a bummer of a game. A Q510 texter says it's my fault. And you know what? I'll wear this one. I'll wear it. From a jinxing perspective, I'll wear this. That's my bad. But in terms of what actually happened, I thought there was a lot of interesting stuff. The biggest thing that I think disrupted the Warriors' flow in the early going was foul trouble. And I actually think the Warriors were, as they have been all year, and this might be something they've made a specific goal of behind the scenes. I have a feeling Steve Kerr talked to the team about this, because not just the team, but he himself have seemed to be making a concerted effort not to talk about the referees in a way that might suggest the referees bear any responsibility. Here's what Kerr said about the fouls.
We have to be focused in order to not foul. The whole thing we teach all the time is you got to show your hands. You know, if you use your hands in the NBA these days, you're done. It's an automatic foul. We had multiple reaches right away. Right away, we're just reaching and slapping. And, you know, we practice all the time. Get your hands out like this, your arms out like this. But that team comes downhill at you pretty fast, and sometimes your instinct leads to reaching. And I thought that's what happened. They got us on our heels, and we just didn't handle it well.
They shot a lot of free throws to start the game. I think it was a couple calls that could have went either way, but I thought...
Okay, that's what I wanted to get from Kevin Durant. So you hear what Steve Kerr says, but even Durant, listen to that first sentence again.
They shot a lot of free throws to start the game. I think it was a couple calls that could have went either way, but I thought it was a couple that we reached down.
So he talks about the reaches too. Steve Kerr talked about reaching. Kevin Durant talked about reaching. I'm telling you, I was sitting on the floor watching this game. And yeah, they reached once or twice. That was an awful whistle. Awful. And it did get them out of rhythm early. As Steve Kerr went on to say, it set a bad tone.
The one thing I didn't want to do was get KD in foul trouble, and I thought it made sense to give JB a chance. at Giannis, and unfortunately picked up two quick ones. And so, yeah, we would have preferred that he could have stayed out there and played without fouling. But yeah, it wasn't just him. It was the whole team was reaching. And I thought it set a tone. You know, four fouls in the first 2.5 minutes, and then they're shooting free throws. They had 19 free throws in the first half.
That was a huge factor. The turnovers were a huge factor. Not necessarily direct, oh, if you don't turn it over, you win this game, but it's a turnovers and fouls set the tone, particularly fouls in the first quarter, turnovers in the second quarter. 925 texter, there goes the season. Just kidding, everyone chill. I hear you. I'm not unchill. This is not, I mean, look, it's a bummer. It Damon's not going to be able to talk about 41-0 at Oracle anymore, which is annoying to me because I like that. 408 texter saying that young ref seems to have it out for the Warriors. I can tell you for a fact that is not the case. That young ref who you're referring to, his name is Tyler, I want to say Tyler Boyd. Hold on. Tyler Ford. His name is Tyler Ford. He does not have it out for the Warriors. He is just a terrible referee.
Tyler Boyd is the Bengals wide receiver.
That's right. I knew a Tyler Boyd. Tyler Ford, young ref, not good at his job. Hopefully he'll get there. Presumably he got the job for a reason, but he was awful last night. Just awful. 209 says, what really grinds my gears is when the refs wait to see if the basket is going to be made before they blow the whistle. Quick point of clarification, and if you do watch Warriors broadcasts, Bob Fitzgerald tells you this all the time. That is not the wrong call. It's not the wrong call, always, to wait to see if the ball goes in the basket. Because the NBA makes a distinction between significant contact and insignificant contact, incidental contact. So there are cases where there's a bump on a layup that would be fairly ruled incidental contact if the shot is made. And similarly, fairly ruled disruptive contact if the shot is not made. So there are scenarios where it's appropriate for the ref to wait and see if a ball goes in. That being said, last night, really a few terrible whistles early. And that helped disrupt the thing that I think we've talked about all year, and we talked about all year last year, and we've said it's different this year than last year, and it's that vibe deal. It's that vibe deal. Wasn't a good vibe this game. And you can talk about fouls. You can talk about turnovers. You could talk about rough shooting nights for both Steph Curry and Kevin Durant. There's a lot of stuff you can point to. But here's the thing. I started thinking about this around halftime last night. And it plays back to last year as well. That I kind of think, well, you know what? Let's hear from Steve Kerr first, because he sort of talks about what he thinks the issue is, and I kind of disagree.
I don't think tonight had to do with Draymond, honestly. It had to do with our overall focus. Draymond gives us everything that he does every night, all that fire and everything else. When you come out with a sort of a mindless intent and you're fouling and not executing, just taking quick shots against a really good team, you're not going to fare very well. So tonight was more about our approach, and sometimes you got to get hit in the mouth in this league to remind you how hard it is to win a game. We got a little complacent. We won the last eight, you know, feeling pretty good about ourselves, and one of those nights, and it happens.
Okay. Actually, I agree with almost everything Steve Kerr said, except the very beginning when he said, I don't think it was about Draymond. Because think about what he went on to say, and I think Steve Kerr knows this. I think he's being a little bit disingenuous, because I don't think he wants to. I don't think Steve Kerr wants to say, a lot of times our level of focus and our vibe is dictated by Draymond Green. But I think that's the case. I think that's absolutely the case. Draymond is the vibe. Now, Steve Kerr said he's the heartbeat. We all know, except for the one angry texter, we all know how valuable Draymond Green is. Here, listen to Klay Thompson talk about how valuable Draymond Green is.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're just used to playing a very certain style with Draymond. That's very free-flowing, and the ball is just zipping around. I thought JB did a good job stepping in there. He's it's only his second year, so same with DJ and Loon. These guys are very young, so you got to still have patience, and we'll all have off nights. We're all susceptible to it. I've had plenty. All those guys have a very tough job defending Giannis, too. Yeah, you see what the importance of Draymond, and if he's not there Saturday, we'll have to adjust, and I'm pretty sure we'll make that adjustment and play great. Just played hungrier than us. I don't think our flow was great tonight. Although we did have 30 assists, 18 turnovers is way too high.
I don't think our flow was great tonight. Draymond sets the tone. We play a certain way with Draymond. That's what I'm saying. And Steve Kerr can say he doesn't think it was Draymond because I can see what he means in terms of direct product. Directly speaking, it wasn't about Draymond. We defended Giannis pretty well, which would have been Draymond's primary goal. And they did. We rebounded reasonably well. I don't know if I totally agree with that, but okay. Kevin Durant took over a lot of Draymond's playmaking responsibility. True fact, he was great, although he did turn it over 6 times. The thing is, Draymond is so much more than that. As a texter from the 209 says, he's the heart and soul, and he's the backbone of the defense. And that's right. And Jordan Bell not only doesn't give them the backbone of the defense in the same way, doesn't give them the defensive versatility, but also it's the offense doesn't function as well. Because really, the defense could have been better last night, but it was the offense that was off track. I mean, a 51-point first half is not a good half for the Warriors. And only, 60 in the second. But 51-point first half, that's a down offensive half. And Draymond is a lot of that. But again, what was the most important thing that we thought made them struggle when they did struggle last year? It was this vibe. And you can't convince me it's a coincidence that the first game where the vibe seems really off and they just were struggling from the beginning and never really put it together is a game that Draymond misses. You cannot convince me that's a coincidence. You want to weigh in on the Warriors? Feel free to do so. Now is your chance. 888-957-9570, the phone number, 95795 on the text line. And we will get to football coming up as well. Pop quiz Friday. I'll ask you your 4 questions about the 2 Bay Area football teams, and you're competing to try to win prizes. It's an exciting morning. Happy Friday. I'm Matt Kolsky. This is the pregame show.
The beautiful thing about Warriors basketball is you never know what's going to happen.
McKinney right side, back to Draymond, back to Curry. Curry for a three, it's an NBA record. The Warriors with 17 threes and a half.
Tune in tomorrow as the Warriors host the Brooklyn Nets. Coverage starts with Warriors Live tomorrow at 4. Tip-off at 5:30. Only on 95.7. The Game.
Basketball season is back.
Golden State!
But that's Golden State Lumber they're cheering. Our Bay Area Lumber Yards feature state-of-the-art window and door showrooms, leading the stat sheet in all categories, from assists with convenient job site delivery to scoring points with unparalleled customer service. Golden State Lumber continues to lead the league in reliability. For professional contractors, it's a slam dunk.
Showrooms in Concord, Brisbane, Newark, San Rafael, Stockton, San Francisco, and Santa Rosa, or at goldenstatelumber.com.
Hello, friends. Jim Weider, a trusted voice from Bay Area radio and TV, now with Hayward Hardware and breaking news. In fact, the biggest news in our 75-year history. Hayward Hardware is now a Kelly Moore authorized dealer. Legendary customer service and the best paint on the planet. Computerized color matching to get that job done for the holidays. And to help pay the gas and tolls, we're also offering 20% off. 20% off all Kelly Moore paint products through the holidays. And what the heck, let's just make it 20% off everything. 20% off everything at Hayward Hardware. All the names you know, plus keys and window screen repair at 20% off. Hayward Hardware is easy to find. We're next to Hayward City Hall in the heart of the East Bay on historic B Street. Open every day, 20% off at Hayward Hardware. and from our family to yours, have a magical holiday season. Hayward Hardware, haywardhardware.com.
Hey guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong, explosive results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call right now and get your free supply. Call 800-617-8133. That's 800-617-8133. It's like Viagra on steroids. Improve your sex life with your free supply. Call 800-617-8133. That's 1-800-617-8133.
This might look like a dinosaur toy, but it's actually a ticket to Imagination Land. Giddy up, T-Rex.
I'm four-time gold medalist Simone Biles. When you donate new toys to Mattress Firm Foster Kids, part of the Ticket to Dream Foundation, you're helping foster children have a happy holiday. Take it from a former foster child. A little happiness goes a long way. Donate at your local Mattress Firm or at mattressfirmfosterkids.org. Not everyone can be a foster parent, but anyone can help a foster child.
Dashing through the snow to CVS we go. A $10 cash card for beauty brands and bows. Lights to dress the tree and stocking gifts galore. Candy cards and photo gifts and deals throughout the store. At CVS Pharmacy, we've got all the little things you need this holiday. Like a $10 CVS cash card, yours when you spend $30 on select items. This week, Hallmark ornaments are 20% off and Hershey's Kisses are BOGO free. Dash to CVS Pharmacy today. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weeklyad for details.
Duralast batteries are proven tough to perform in temperatures of 140 degrees and 40 below zero. Because when you can start in extreme conditions, you can start in everyday conditions. Like running late for work, a broken alarm, creepy parking spots. Duralast. Proven tough and only at AutoZone. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
There's a difference between do-it-yourself and do-it-for-a-living. At the Home Depot, we get that. And we're here to help pros get the whole job done better and faster. Get the lowest price on the things you need with bulk and volume pricing. Then get it all where you need it and when with buy online, pick up in store, or job site delivery. You save time and money. When you've got a job, we're on the job. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game. Here's Matt Kolsky.
I'm waiting because I'm assuming this is going somewhere.
It's going somewhere.
Okay. All right. In the meantime, this is the pregame show. I am Matt Kolsky. Okay. All right, we're rocking a little bit at least. Pregame show is presented by Golden State Lumber. Join Golden State Lumber for Golden Mornings at the Building Bar for a coffee meet and greet with product experts. Visit goldenstatelumber.com for dates and more information. Here's a preview. November 13th at the Building Bar, 7 a.m., 1080 Burnett Avenue, Concord, California. November 13th, California Cascade is there with AZEK and TimberTech. Some specificity in your product experts. We're talking about last night's Warriors game and you know, what was the problem? Why didn't it go well? And we'll get to the pop quiz football stuff coming up later this segment and for the remainder of the show, second half of the show, football dedicated, if you will. But I want to talk to the people. And I will give you my planter box update. No update today. Plastic has been cut, but really nothing has happened. So, well, I guess that's an update. I cut some plastic. I hope to build a box this weekend and tweet out a photo on Monday. All right, enough about lumber. Draymond Green. I submit Draymond Green was the problem. 916 texter says, on a team full of all-stars, they should be fine missing one of their all-stars. Amazing to think that Dre is that important to this team. Now, a couple of things on that. Number one, part of the problem is they played a really good basketball team last night. A really well-coached and really talented and deep basketball team last night. That is, I mean, more than Draymond being out, I think that is what led to the Bucks winning, is that they're really good. However, I think the very next text does a decent job of explaining why Dre is very important to this team. From a 209 texter, the Bucks had 84 points in the paint compared to the Warriors, 34. Think about that. Defense leads to offense. Without Draymond, we had neither. Warriors only had 4 fast break points as well. So that is Draymond's stuff. Getting rebounds and getting out to lead the fast break. A 408 texter just saying the same. That's what Draymond does. Turns defense to offense. Yes, he makes their defense better. Yes, he makes their offense better. But most importantly, he helps them get from one to the other. And we all know this from watching. When the Warriors are really cooking, it's because they are running up and down the floor. Grabbing misses or makes and getting out running. Stealing the ball and getting out running. That's when the Warriors are at their best. Daniel from Richmond brings up a great point on the text line. So, will Draymond be getting a max contract? The Warriors are going to have some big decisions to make at the end of the season. I don't really want to get into that stuff now. Right now, I think we want to focus on this season. The final season at Oracle, which now will not be an undefeated season at Oracle. Sorry, everybody. Tony in Oakland. How you feeling today, Tony?
I'm feeling pretty good, Matty. What's up with you, man?
You know, chilling. Just up early, doing some work.
You know, a couple things that I was going to hit on that you already said. You know, the Draymond B. Vance and blah, blah, you know, what a coincidence. Draymond doesn't play and we give up 134. Wow.
Yeah.
Anywho, the thing I wanted to hit on the most was the energy that Draymond brings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't really there.
Yeah, and you know what, Tony? You know, how often did we talk last year, Tony, about how the energy wasn't where they wanted it to be? And last year was a year where I think you could say the same thing about Draymond. And that's why I said earlier today, to me, Draymond is the vibe. That's his
right.
Chief contribution. When he brings energy, the Warriors have energy. That is what he does.
Right. It was going through the motions, but this year he made it clear he wants that defensive player of the year. And I'm thinking right now, you know, he's got it, but if he's not on the court, it ain't going to happen. So
yeah,
let's get that back together, and let's, you know, and then now, breaking news, if you will, Steph Curry thing.
Yeah.
So we're going to need Draymond more than ever.
Yeah.
So let's pull together and let's do this thing, man.
Yeah, thanks, Tony. You're right. The Steph, I haven't mentioned it yet because I don't know what to say. When they took him out of the... I'll say this. This should be encouraging, I think. When they took Steph out of the game, there was no indication he was injured in any way. It was right after his fourth foul. And furthermore, I don't know. Look. I don't know if he's hurt or not, is the bottom line. But it was reasonable at that point for Steph to not come back into the game based on the score. So, I don't know when he allegedly strained an adductor. I'm not doubting that he did. I don't know when it happened. I don't know how serious it is, but I have a tough time believing it's especially serious. So, that's all I'm going on that. I don't know. We'll get an MRI today. We'll get more details. I wouldn't be surprised if he sits out tomorrow. But I really don't think... I don't think it's going to be a major issue. 916 texter, adductor strain is what my sources are telling me. Yes, we have the same sources. It is an adductor strain. That was officially announced during the broadcast. It's not a mystery. However... Could it? Yes, that's an injury that can be nagging. I think the Warriors have showed you what they're going to do to avoid anything becoming nagging this year, and that is just play with the utmost caution when it comes to injuries. There's no question to me that Draymond could have played last night. If it was a playoff game, Draymond would have been on the floor. Heck, if it was a playoff game, Boogie Cousins might have been on the floor last night.
Get your boogie on.
I'm just saying that the Warriors have the depth to take it easy. They're not going to freak out and make sure Steph is back on the floor as soon as... None of that's going to happen. So will he miss a game? I don't know. Hard to say. We'll get an MRI later today, but adductor strain in a game where it sure looked like he got taken out because he had four fouls and they were getting their butts kicked. I'm not going to take it. I'll take it seriously. I'm not going to worry about it. Just like I'm not going to worry about this loss. No one's hitting any panic buttons. I love the text line. Oh, we're panicking now. No, it's just we're talking about what happened last night. And a few people have shared a sentiment like this from a 925 texter. Come on, when the Warriors were losing to Houston, it was because no Iguodala. Now they're blown out by the Bucks because it's no Draymond. They have four All-Stars. They should be able to win regardless. Okay, so first thing, I'm not sure, just in case you don't know, for that particular 925 texter, no one's ever won more than 73 games in NBA history. So even when you're the better team, sometimes you lose. Sometimes you just lose a game. And this counting of All-Stars, it's silly. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. The fact is, they had a game against the Milwaukee Bucks team last night that's been basically every bit as good as they have all year so far. Do they have four All-Stars? Well, I don't know. I would say so far, Bledsoe, Giannis, and Middleton are certainly playing like All-Stars. Last night, Brogdon lit the Warriors up. But no, they don't have four All-Stars. But that's just a buzzword. It doesn't mean anything. And maybe more to the point, Draymond Green, it's not all All-Stars are not created equal. And while I think a lot of people, certainly Greg in San Francisco, who won't stop texting, believe Draymond is the least valuable and maybe not even deserving of All-Star, I'm not doing that bit again, because obviously he is. Those people are stupid. But I will point out that although clearly the two past MVPs are better players than Draymond Green, all things considered, they'll go down as greater historically. They'll have MVPs and more All-Star appearances and all that stuff. Draymond is the most unique All-Star on this Warriors team. The most unique All-Star. Because Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson. Now, first of all, to be clear, these are three of the most unique players in the history of basketball, but their skills overlap considerably more with each other than any of their skills do with Draymond. And that's why I think people have said or theorized in the past that Draymond may actually be the most valuable of the All-Stars, even though he may not be the best. Now, I'm not sure I totally agree with that. I still think Steph is the most valuable. Draymond, second or third, I would say. But I can see the argument because he is the most unique of those four All-Stars. His skill set has the least overlap with the other guys, and I think that's why it can be harder for them to overcome the loss of Draymond, certainly on a one-game basis, against a really, really good basketball team. And that, again, that's the main thing here. The Bucks are really good. And they've beaten the Warriors a few times over the last few years, so watch out. Good news is you get them again soon in Milwaukee. A chance for a bit of revenge. And now we have to talk football the rest of the show. So, it's not my fault. It's Friday. That means we got to talk football. Everybody loves it. It's your fault, really, listener. You love the NFL so much, I have to talk about it. Niners and Raiders both playing in the next few days. Pop quiz on a Friday.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
I ask you four questions coming up next. about the Niners and the Raiders. I apologize. I made this pop quiz idea at the beginning of the season when I thought both teams might win some games. But here we are, middle of the season. It's not happening. We're still doing the pop quiz because I promised you prizes and you will win them at the end of the year. Pop quiz next. I'm Matt Kolsky. This is the pregame show.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
If you're not listening to Warriors basketball, you're missing this.
Curry now for about 30. He tipped three. Curry, step back off the dribble three. Are you kidding me?
Don't miss a second of Warriors basketball.
Fires away. Got it. Ridiculous.
Only on the home of the NBA champs, 95.7. The game.
Basketball season is back.
Golden State!
But that's Golden State Lumber they're cheering. Our Bay Area Lumber Yards feature state-of-the-art window and door showrooms, leading the stat sheet in all categories, from assists with convenient job site delivery to scoring points with unparalleled customer service. Golden State Lumber continues to lead the league in reliability. For professional contractors, it's a slam dunk.
Showrooms in Concord, Brisbane, Newark, San Rafael, Stockton, San Francisco, and Santa Rosa, or at goldenstatelumber.com.
Hello, friends. Jim Weider, a trusted voice from Bay Area radio and TV, now with Hayward Hardware and breaking news. In fact, the biggest news in our 75-year history. Hayward Hardware is now a Kelly Moore authorized dealer. Legendary customer service and the best paint on the planet. Computerized color matching to get that job done for the holidays. And to help pay the gas and tolls, we're also offering 20% off. 20% off all Kelly Moore paint products through the holidays. And what the heck, let's just make it 20% off everything. 20% off everything at Hayward Hardware. All the names you know, plus keys and window screen repair at 20% off. Hayward Hardware is easy to find. We're next to Hayward City Hall, in the heart of the East Bay on historic B Street. Open every day, 20% off at Hayward Hardware. And from our family to yours, have a magical holiday season. Hayward Hardware, haywardhardware.com.
Dashing through the snow to CVS we go. A $10 cash card for beauty brands and bows. Lights to dress the tree and stocking gifts galore. Candy cards and photo gifts and deals throughout the store. At CVS Pharmacy, we've got all the little things you need this holiday. Like a $10 CVS cash card, yours when you spend $30 on select items. This week, Hallmark ornaments are 20% off and Hershey's Kisses are BOGO free. Dash to CVS Pharmacy today. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weeklyad for details.
Honey, why is that box strapped to an engine?
That's the Boxinator 9000, like Santa's got in his workshop. It gets presents out fast.
But the United States Postal Service has everything we need to send presents and cards fast.
Oh, that's good. The Boxinator 9000 ain't exactly street legal.
From shipping supplies to ship-by dates, USPS has everything you need to get gifts and greetings out on time. Learn more at usps.com/cheer. United States Postal Service. Priority you. And with the Informed Delivery feature, get a digital preview of your mail before it arrives.
Hey, it's Gianna Franco, and you may have heard me talk about my husband Pete's struggles with bad vision. Pete wore glasses forever and always thought about getting LASIK. Well, he finally made the decision to call Dr. Craig Bindi, and his only regret was that he didn't do it any sooner. Yes, it's a big decision, but here's reason number 23 to have LASIK. Every waking moment is made better after LASIK. Pete is enjoying a glasses-free lifestyle every single day. And don't just go anywhere. Go to the best. Go to Dr. Craig Bindi. He is the most reviewed and highest rated LASIK surgeon in the Bay Area. That's why over 200 NFL players and coaches have gone to the Laser Eye Center of Silicon Valley. Give Dr. Craig Bindi's office a call today to schedule your free eye exam at 1-877-GET-2020. And hey, game listeners, you'll save $1,000 off the cost of your LASIK waveform procedure from now until November 30th. Just tell him Gianna sent you. 877-GET-2020 or visit BayArea2020.com.
Happy birthday, Sarah!
I found this virgin cocktail on a great health blog. Try.
Oh, no. I think it needs something.
Have you tried bee pollen?
Have you tried alcohol?
I've been putting chia seeds in everything these days.
Chia seeds are fun.
You know what else is fun? Going out, playing some cards, having a nice meal, and drinking a cocktail without bee pollen in it.
Yeah, these drinks are terrible.
Let's go to Matrix.
Ooh, yes!
Casino Matrix. Just off the 101 by the San Jose Airport. Please gamble responsibly. 1-800-GAMBLER. Must be 21 or over.
Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game. Here's Matt Kolsky.
We are back. Quick music note. This is the band Lettuce. Always makes me think, well, first of all, their albums are named so as to utilize the name of the band. For instance, Lettuce Rage. Lettuce Rage. Reminds me of the Chicago restaurant group called Lettuce Entertain You, also spelled Lettuce. Anyway, all that is to say, when Steven put it on, I thought maybe it was a tie-in to last night's Warriors game. Because Tower of Power played halftime last night. Yeah, it was awesome. It's like having front row seats to a very short Tower of Power concert. I enjoyed it. Pregame show is presented by Golden State Lumber. Join Golden State Lumber for Golden Mornings at the Building Bar for a coffee meet and greet with product experts. Visit goldenstatelumber.com for dates and more information. I visited the showroom in Concord. It's beautiful. I also got some lumber there, which I am set to use for some planter boxes on my deck. And I have cut plastic sheeting to protect the insides of those planter boxes. First step in building the planter boxes. Steven is so sick of hearing about my planter boxes. You should see him roll his eyes when I start bringing it up. Either that or he's just feeling guilty because he took no part in helping me build and procure the materials for those planter boxes.
I just expected you to make much more progress when it came to the planter boxes, Kolsky. I'm disappointed, guys, Steven. No.
Disappointed guy, Steven. A lot of guys behind the glass, even though it's just Steven every day. A lot of different guys. Dimitri in Antioch, what are the questions? 206, what are the pop quiz questions? Don't worry, I haven't asked them yet. We talked about basketball for the first half of the show. And then I said we had to talk Bay Area football, and I started getting texts, no, please, no. 408, look, let's talk NFL. Nobody said we have to talk Bay Area football. Just talk about last night's game. Sadly, last night's game stunk too. I had the Panthers. Oops. I was feeling real good a minute in, and then like 37 seconds later, they're down a touchdown. Yikes. Terrible football. It was an awful game. The Steelers aren't that good. 52. 52. Get out of here. That was bad. I don't want to talk about that either. Someone else said, just talk about the Sunday night game. Oh, yeah? Cowboys Eagles 3-5 against 4-4. Let's throw a party. I think not. It's a terrible weekend of NFL football. The marquee games, Seahawks Rams, should be a beatdown. I mean, I guess Jaguars Colts counts as a marquee game this week. Patriots Titans. What do you want? It's a terrible weekend for football. The only game that looks interesting to me at all is Saints Bengals. 916 says, I wish the Niners and Raiders played every Thursday so we don't have to watch them on Sunday. It was a nice Sunday last week, wasn't it? It was a nice Sunday. But no, alas, Raiders Sunday, Niners Monday. So Friday means...
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Four questions, ladies and gentlemen. Four questions for you. You can call, you can text, you can... you know what, Mike and Vallejo? I don't need to hear about your accomplishments. I'm sorry. I'm interrupting the pop quiz. Mike in Vallejo says, I've built an 800-square-foot deck in the time it's taken you to start your planter box. You know what, Mike? Good for you. Congratulations. I got to sleep all day so I can come here at 3:30 in the morning. Thank you very much. And work Warrior games at nights. But I'm sorry I'm not working fast enough on my planter box for you. You know what, Mike? You got some spare time? Come on over and help me out with the planter boxes. We'll get this thing knocked out in no time with your work ethic. All right, pop quiz. Four questions. Two about the Niners, two about the Raiders. I know the Niners don't play till Monday, but what are you going to do? Friday is when we do the pop quiz, so here you'll have the questions. Anyway, two questions about the Niners, two questions about the Raiders. You give us your answers. Just make sure you attach your handle so we can keep track, because we got a running total. Steven, do we know who's at the top of the leaderboard? Is Mike in Vallejo is one of the guys, isn't he?
Mike in Petaluma. He's atop the leaderboard at 20.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. See, Mike in Vallejo? Maybe instead of building decks, you should be entering the pop quiz and winning.
And in second is B.R. Cracker at 18 and Dimitri in Antioch at 17.
Dimitri in Antioch, one of the guys anxious for questions. Now I know why. He's near the top of the leaderboard. All right, Dimitri, here are your questions. First two questions are about the Niners. And number one, I don't think you'll be surprised, is about the new star quarterback, Nick Mullins. He was excellent in his first start. He was phenomenal. Can he be good this time? The Giants' defense is also bad, but I'm going to keep the goals relatively modest. What was he? 200-something, three touchdowns, 151 rating last week? Real simple. Just get me to two touchdowns again. Over 1.5 touchdowns. Can Nick Mullins get over 1.5 touchdowns? Two touchdowns or more? Passing. Passing touchdowns. Seems easy after last week. Giants defense really is not that much better than the Raiders. Second question for the Niners. When you're playing the Giants, there's really one guy to be super worried about. They got some receiving talent. I mean, Beckham is great when he's engaged. Sterling Shepard is pretty good. Ingram can catch the ball, big guy. They got pass catchers. The problem is the pass thrower is awful. Eli's been terrible all year long. The one guy on this team who has consistently performed is the rookie running back, Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley is already over 1,000 yards from scrimmage. In 8 professional games, he's over 1,000 yards from scrimmage. He's averaging 127 scrimmage yards per game. He's been held under 100 yards per scrimmage once all year long. So I'm not asking the Niners to do that. I just want the Niners to keep him under his average. Can they hold him under 127, call it all-purpose, but really yards from scrimmage, because he's not returning kicks. So 127 yards from scrimmage, can you hold Saquon Barkley under that? Because if you do, it's hard to figure out how the Giants will score. They're not a good football team. All right, let's jump over to the Raiders, who actually play on Sunday. Division rival Chargers, Los Angeles. Remember, they're in Los Angeles, the Los Angeles Chargers, although they will be in Oakland on Sunday afternoon. And after what I watched last Thursday, obviously, I think priority number one has to be to keep Derek Carr off the ground. He was sacked 6 or 7 times last week, depending on which stat counter you ask. ESPN still says 7. I think the NFL says 6. But does it really matter? He was under assault all day, and the Niners are not known for their pass rush. But Derek Carr had no time to do anything in that Thursday night game, and that's why the offense didn't do anything. So protect him, and again, modest goals. I'm going to count it as protecting Derek Carr if the Raiders give up less than 3 sacks. Over under 2.5. Can the Raiders hold a decent but not fully healthy Chargers pass rush under 3 sacks? It could be tough. I'm looking at the Raiders injury list. Every starting offensive lineman is on there besides Donald Penn, and backup lineman John Feliciano on there as well. Now, they all practiced at least in a limited fashion. But nevertheless, they all practiced leading up to last Thursday, and we saw how that went. It was a rotation all day. Linemen were in and out, and Derek Carr got abused. So that's the first Raider question. Can they keep it under three sacks? Or under 2.5, rather. Under 2.5, less than 3 sacks. And finally, can they get to 100 rushing yards as a team? Obviously, Marshawn Lynch is out. The rest of the rushing attack is questionable, to say the least. Although, Doug Martin had a decent average. Chargers' pass defense is a lot better than their run defense, so see if you can't run the ball. They blitz a lot. You got to run the ball to keep them off balance. I'm just saying 100 rush yards as a team. I don't care who gets it. Can the Raiders get to 100 rush yards as a team? So let me run through the 4 questions one more time. Number one, will Nick Mullins throw more than 1.5 touchdowns? 2 or more touchdowns for Nick Mullins. Question 2, Can the Niners hold Saquon Barkley under his average, which is 127 yards from scrimmage per game? Then the Raider questions. First, can you protect Derek Carr? Less than three sacks. Can you keep the Chargers under three sacks? And finally, can the Raiders get to 100 rushing yards as a team? Those are your four pop quiz questions. Text already flowing in. The Chilton Auto Body text line is 95795. The phone number is 888-957-9570. We will take your calls if you want to answer those pop quiz questions. And you can tweet as well at the Kolsky or at pregame show 957. Whoa. I don't know if you saw that. Have we had a handle, the real guru, in the past? The real guru? Wow. That's tough talk. All right, the real guru. I'm going to have to talk to our guru about this. I don't know how that works. I don't know what the official guru rules are. The guru rules. Yes, I said it. While I was asking those pop quiz questions, Mike and Vallejo weighed back in. Where is the Raiders O-line? Is KO or Donald Penn playing? We don't know. That's the problem. Because it's too early on Friday. We won't have actual actives and inactives till Sunday. But we don't even have today's injury report. But what I can tell you is that Donald Penn is not on the injury report. So I assume he's playing. But I assume? Oh, no, wait. Is Penn gone? Why am I talking about Donald Penn? So it's the entire offensive line. It's John Feliciano who's playing. Look, there's five offensive linemen on the injury report is the point. All of them practiced at least to some degree. None of them did not practice yesterday, but several of them were limited. And again, leading up to last week, the linemen all started the game. The problem is over the course of the game, they got injured. They were pulled in and out. The whole thing was a disaster. And again, we watched Derek Carr get hammered over and over and over again. So, it doesn't look good. And to the 206 texter who said Carr got sacked six times and A.J. McCarron got sacked one time, actually, ESPN says it was 7-1. That was my point. Either way, he got sacked a lot. Either way, he was not protected, and he didn't seem to have time all game long. A couple things I wanted to look forward to as far as the Niners' upcoming matchup goes. Obviously, like I said, asking those pop quiz questions, the Giants are bad. The Giants may be just as bad as the Raiders. So it's another good chance to get a win, another good chance to do something as a team that feels positive in a year that's mostly been negative. And obviously, it's a chance to scout and evaluate Nick Mullins because, look, I think we know, I've said this dozens of times this week. You're in evaluation mode if you're the Niners right now. It doesn't mean wins are bad, but it means they're not the most important thing. You're in evaluation mode, and I feel like you have a relatively complete evaluation of CJ Beathard. But you got a lot more to learn about Nick Mullins. So that's priority number one to me on Monday. Priority number one is learn as much as we can about Nick Mullins. Let's go to Nick in Berkeley for our pop quiz phone entry. You're going to be the only caller on air for the pop quiz, Nick. No pressure.
Right on, man.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, man.
Okay. Four questions, starting with two about the Niners. Number one, can Nick Mullins have, sort of a repeat performance? At least two touchdown passes. Will he have at least two touchdown passes?
Yeah, he'll get two touchdown passes. Man, Stone Cold Kettles is on fire right now, so I expect him to get one and at least maybe one to like a little swing pass or something like that, or one of our receivers might get one. So
I like
it. I think he'll get three, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, he only needs two, so you should be in good shape.
Okay.
Second question, can the Niners defense slow down Saquon Barkley and hold him under his average, which is 127 yards from scrimmage per game?
Yeah, we've been getting torched, in the secondary for the most part, but our run defense has been pretty good since the San Diego game.
Yep. The question is, will Barkley hurt you in the pass game, too? That's the problem. 127 overall yards, not just rushing.
Right. I know. I heard you said. Yeah, but I think we shut him down, man. We're gonna key on him because then put a little pressure on Manning, man, because he's ready to fold anyways.
Well, that's a fact. Eli Manning may already have started to fold that tent up. Let's go to the Raiders. Question three: can they protect Derek Carr less than three sacks? Will they be able to hold the Chargers to less than three sacks?
No way, man. The Chargers are beastie up front, man. They're going to smash Carr, man. They smell blood, and they're going for it, man.
Yeah, it could be bad. Will you think the Raiders can get to 100 yards rushing as a team?
No way, man. The Chargers will smash Breida, so they don't have any running backs that's on par with Breida. And with no O-line, they're in big trouble, man. They're folding up their little tent.
Yeah, Nick, I wish I could disagree with you and tell you there was an exciting game coming Sunday afternoon, but I tend to agree. That was Nick, and that is how you participate in the pop quiz. One more time, the questions. Can Nick Mullins throw two or more touchdowns? Question two, can Saquon Barkley be held under 127 yards from scrimmage by the Niner defense? Question three, can the Raiders protect Derek Carr and hold the Chargers under three sacks? And can the Raiders get to 100 rush yards as a team? Those are your four pop quiz questions. There you have it. Feel free to text, tweet, etc., etc. Now, one thing that Nick just pointed out, I think, hopefully, we get a real good look at. Now, this is 10 or 11 days by the time the Niners play that they'll have had to rest. It also was a relatively, I think, I should double check on this before I say things that I'm not 100% sure of, but I think a relatively light load for Matt Breida last week. And this is a defense that is very, very vulnerable. So I think this is a real opportunity for Matt Breida to have a big game this week against a not so great defense. And Breida addressed that specifically because of Nick Mullins' success last week, that he may have even more opportunity coming up on Monday.
I think they're going to be like, oh crap, this guy's good. And I think they're going to put a little bit more people, you know, back there to, you know, cover just because, you know, the throws that he made and what he can do. And hopefully, you know, that should take a couple guys out of the box. So I don't got to go against 8-9 boxes during the game.
Yeah. Remember how good Matt Breida looked early in the season when Jimmy Garoppolo was keeping pass defense honest? And then how it sort of looked tougher and tougher for Breida as we got further and further into the C.J. Beathard experience? Well, I think the Giants are going to have to respect Nick Mullins coming out on Monday. How do you not? You're not going to treat him like Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, but you gotta believe he can throw it on you if you're not paying attention to that part of the game. So you can't sell out the same way against the run, the same way defenses had over the past few weeks. Now, I think that's going to be big. And as for Mullins specifically, he's in a great situation. There's no pressure. We've seen how bad this team is with C.J. Beathard, so he's probably not going to be worse. And anything he does to energize the team is going to be viewed as a near miracle because it's a guy we had barely heard of 2 months ago who we were told 2 weeks ago was definitely not as good as C.J. Beathard. So expectations were zero. And anything he does above zero is going to be considered a boon. But also, to the degree that you can judge anything about a quarterback who we've seen as little from as Mullins, I just love what I've seen. And his teammates seem to love it as well. Here's George Kittle talking about what it was like being on the field with Nick Mullins.
Nick was fantastic in the huddle. He's kind of funny too. He's like, he comes across as serious, but like sometimes he'll like talk to Coach Shanahan in his ear, and it's kind of funny. So it's a good huddle, and he was really good. He took good command over it. Also got us a couple laughs. It was It's awesome.
I feel that's something you could see on the field, too. Not necessarily the laughs, but the comfort. Nick Mullins looked super comfortable. And maybe part of that is playing against a terrible Raider defense. But again, that's another reason he's in a perfect situation, is the Niners' schedule plays right to his favor. It was the perfect time to take over. Because the Raiders stink. The Giants stink. The Bucks a little better. Then he gets Seahawks, Broncos, Seahawks, and those three games, all three could be kind of tough. Not super tough, but kind of tough. Then the Bears, whose defense has been excellent this year. And then the Rams, who are arguably the best team in football. But his first two games are against two of the worst defenses in the league. And the four after that are against pretty much average teams. It's a really good situation for Nick Mullins, and if last week is any indication, he's on his way. And one of the things everyone has raved about is his preparation, which is something he actually talked about with Damon Bruce this week.
Going undrafted and being the third guy on the depth chart, you kind of understand that it's a process. You're not going to be given anything, and you obviously understand how the business of the NFL works. So that's why you have to just prepare like you're going to start each week and just be ready when your name is called.
Now, that's pretty standard boilerplate stuff, but he does make a point about not coming in with any reputation, about not being drafted, about being, bottom of the depth chart and having to work your way up. He was so far down the depth chart. Listen to what Shanahan said about what Mullins had to do last year.
He worked it as hard as anyone last year, and he played scout team safety all last year. I mean, we spent most
of the time. Hold on, let me stop. He played scout team safety. That's the sort of thing that earns respect from your teammates. It is. And that sort of selflessness is its own form of leadership. Plus, listen to what Shanahan goes on to say.
He worked it as hard as anyone last year, and he played scout team safety all last year. I mean, we spent most of last year this time messing with him on how bad his back pedal looked and things like that on tape. But he wasn't a guy who just, he knew he had to do that. That's how the league works, and that's, you don't have enough guys to practice. And he didn't just sit there and mope about it, and because I get how people could, because that isn't a fair situation. But he found ways to work on his own, to grab guys after, to go out late at night, do stuff. He's obsessed with getting better, and he's needed the time to do it, and it helped him get ready for last week.
Grab guys after, go out late at night, extra reps with receivers, after practice, before practice. That's how you get better when you're at the bottom of the depth chart. Now, look, I don't know what Nick Mullins is. I don't know how he's going to play on Monday. Obviously, we'll have another day to talk about it Monday morning, but it's an exciting story in a year that looked like it was going to trickle by without much excitement for the Niners, and I'm excited to watch him, and I think he's got another good spot to succeed. Speaking of succeeding, thriving today here on 95.7 The Game, Joe Lowe and Dibs, you're never going to believe this. J.D., John Dickinson, joins them, 6:30 a.m., how'd you book him? Then Amani Toomer, former Giant wide receiver at 8:30. Kalena Azabuki making a Friday appearance at 9:30. Afternoon Delight has Rick Barry, who, a little honor for Rick Barry at the Warriors game last night. I don't know, I wasn't watching the Jumbotron, but they did talk about him, and they handed out a poster. Congrats to Rick. Steve Mariucci at 1:30. Jeff Garcia at 2. Football heavy there. A Fortenbaugh Friday, so if you don't get enough from 6 to 10, check him out with Damon at 4 o'clock. And then, Too Short, live in studio, 4:30 today. Don't miss it. Show's over. I'm Matt Kolsky. Joe Lowe and Dibs are next. Blow the whistle!
KGMC-FM and HD1, KGMC San Francisco, a radio.com station, 95.7 The Game.
We're going to play on and stand strong with Joe Lowe and Dibs. Turn the game on, bump up the volume, it's time to play ball.
No. We did not mush the Warriors and their quest for 41-0 at home. I want to get that out of the way right now. Good morning, happy Friday, and welcome to Joe Lowe and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Milwaukee played a great game. They played a great game last night. They deserve credit. It was a tremendous performance. The Warriors went down. The quest for 41-0 at Roracle is over. So be it. But immediately, there has to be blame assigned. And, of course, rather than the product on the court, we're going to take the heat.
Right, and I'm going to go ahead and borrow from a tweet from about 3 weeks ago and say, it's not us, it's you. Because ultimately, it was the Warriors who played. It wasn't us, Coach, who indeed put the mush on poor Golden State. So
you guys mushed them.
Yeah, that's, oh, you guys, of course. Good old you guys. There he is. He's back. Lorenzo Neal pointing fingers and, of course, avoiding blame because you're just here chilling, right?
I wasn't here.
Right, of course. I'm just here, guys. I'm just, you know.
Good to have you back. I think if you're going to assign blame anywhere, and this was established on Tuesday, Papa was the first one talking about 41-0, not us. He came on the show. He did let us know that he had been talking about it before anybody else. So if you do want to blame someone for mushing the Warriors in their quest for 41-0, you can find that person 12-3 right here on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, he's in Tahoe right now.
As with most things, he did have it first, and he had 41-0.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.